Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, something that's been considered across the state of California since the recent devastating and deadly wildfires. It is new and stricter rules for building in those high-risk fire areas. Today, L.A. County leaders will take up the issue. Let's get more live from the San Fernando Valley this morning. KNX 1070's John Baird.
These fires are almost like clockwork now, tearing through thousands of acres and destroying hundreds of homes. Now, last year, the governor released a report that recommended that local governments begin to stop prioritizing new development in areas that have the most extreme fire risk. In other words, just say no to the builders. Now, this proposal is L.A. County's response. For example, there could be strict requirements for new developments on just how fast people can get out during an extreme wind whip fire, or new rules ensuring there are adequate resources in the area, like law enforcement and firefighting services, in case of a big fire. Now, according to the county, recent studies show that as a result of climate change, we have wildfires that now last longer and happen a lot more often. Reporting live in the San Fernando Valley, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A celebration of life for three of the victims in the helicopter crash in Calabasas that brought 3,000 people to Angel Stadium last night over the legacy of the coach, John Altobelli, his wife, Carrie, and the daughter, Alyssa.
Many of the players that John Altobelli coached wore their Orange Coast College Pirate uniforms. Others from opposing teams wore their jerseys in tribute. Carrie Altobelli's friend of more than 30 years, Lori Lever, said she lived life to the fullest with a family she cared about so deeply.
Knowing that she spent her last day on Earth doing exactly what she loved, going to a basketball game with her bright light of a daughter, Alyssa, alongside her warm and funny husband, Alto.
Former player Jeff Piscatowski Jr. told the crowd that John Altobelli's legacy will be with him for the rest of his life.
I will never be the same man that I was 2 weeks ago. I will be better because even today, standing up here, he is teaching me still. Forever pirate.
At Angel Stadium, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
So today's the day those Americans quarantined at March Air Reserve Base are going to be allowed to leave. This has to do with the coronavirus, of course. More now from KNX 1070's Craig Fignan.
Yeah, hard to believe today marks 2 weeks in quarantine for those nearly 200 people at March Air Reserve Base. And here's the good news. Nobody tested positive for coronavirus, not even those two kids who developed fevers after landing at March. Now, the coronavirus quarantine, it has put people wearing any type of a base uniform in the Riverside Moval area under a cloud of suspicion for infection.
Some of the base personnel have been accosted or confronted off base. It goes beyond just the individuals that are here in quarantine, but also goes at the base itself.
That's Jose Arbayo. He's with Riverside County Public Health, and he tells KNX he expects everybody to be cleared to go home today.
They'll be doing one last set of health screenings for all 195 people.
In San Diego, a person who was confirmed infected with coronavirus did manage to slip away from the base at Miramar. CDC chalked it up to a testing error. They went out, found that person, put that person back into quarantine. Back to you.
The FBI now involved in the investigation into the coronavirus hoax here in L.A. County. You might recall the bulletin that circulated on social media last month warning about a bogus outbreak at the Carson area. Even included the names of some local businesses where people might have been exposed. Well, it was all a lie, and the feds want to know who did that?
The newly discovered respiratory virus from China, keeping the world on edge. Scientists trying to develop a vaccine or a cure. And this Thursday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll go in-depth on the epidemic. A distinguished panel of experts will be joining us for a special KNX in-depth coronavirus race against time.
The Santa Monica City Council voting tonight on some major changes to the layout of Wilshire to improve traffic safety. The city's chief mobility officer, Francis Stefan, telling KenX, the changes include extending curbs out into the roadway and installing a full signal at the crossing at 16th. Beacons would also be put in along the boulevard.
A flashing light that illuminates when there is a pedestrian present and ready to cross. So that gives drivers a great heads up that a pedestrian wants to cross the street. It also gives the pedestrian a greater sense of confidence when they get ready to make that crossing.
The proposed changes follow a study that showed 6 traffic deaths and 29 severe injuries in the last 11 years along a 2.4-mile stretch of Wilshire.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.